The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yes, it is Tuesday, where we spend a little time with 4th District Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, Congressman. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Joey. Doing great, doing great. Always good to be with you.
Good to have you in as well. So let's first off, before we jump in, I want to talk with you a few minutes this morning about the president's proposed budget. But there's a rumor that you may have been aboard Air Force One recently.
You know, he was kind enough to help me get home last week, and it was just an incredible experience. The Air Force One is just remarkable, and I was also on it with 9 of my other colleagues, including Mark Meadows, Ralph Norman, Joe Wilson, and the Chief of Staff, Mick Mulvaney, was there. It was the appropriate way to end what was a historic week. We really...
Wow.
Honestly, some of my Democratic colleagues needed the weekend to go home and recharge. Between the State of the Union, the impeachment acquittal, this Iowa caucus disaster, it really has been an incredible week for the president.
Yep. All right. So you got to tell me, how do you hitch a ride home on Air Force One? How does that all come about?
Well, the president was doing a speech in Charlotte for Opportunity Now, and it's essentially wrapping in additional economic development tools into Opportunity Zones. And everyone knows Opportunity Zones are an investment tool that was present in the tax reform that passed in 2017 and essentially incentivizes people that are trying to avoid capital gains taxes by allowing them to invest into areas that need investment and avoid capital gains taxes if they keep that investment for a long period of time. So it really is a free market tool to help underinvested areas. And it's a great solution to a big problem. And it's just kind of getting off the ground right now. But I think it's going to be viewed very favorably by history.
Mm-hmm. So he was coming to Charlotte.
That was the purpose.
He was coming to Charlotte. You happened to be out on the tarmac with your thumb up, and he said, "Jump in, and we'll go to Charlotte."
Well, Charlotte is very close to South Carolina. While it is North Carolina, it is very close to South Carolina. So he was kind enough to invite the members from North and South Carolina, and that was the purpose of the invitation.
You have to admit, did you like bring a napkin or pick up some cufflinks or a pen or something?
I got a number of photos. I got a great photo with the president where he had signed a political article. It says acquittal on the top in big bold letters.
Wow, that's cool.
He signed it. It's pretty neat. And we talked for a good bit. It was very special. But they have a gift store that you can order a bunch of things on. So I ordered quite a bit of items. I'm going to give some of them away. A golf towel is one thing. And I was like, yes, I definitely need an Air Force One golf towel.
There you go.
So I got 10.
Well, that is cool. I appreciate that. I saw some of the photos, and I just had to ask you about that, you know, how you managed to hitch a ride home on Air Force One. So the president unveiled his $4.8 trillion budget proposal that's going to slash spending on foreign aid and other social safety nets. It includes $2 billion for a southern border wall, substantially boost funding to NASA, the Department of Veterans Affairs, and the Department of Homeland Security. Does it have any chance of passing as it is now?
Well, I actually don't think that we're going to do any kind of a budget or appropriations this Congress. I think we'll do a continuing resolution later in the year, but that's unfortunate, but it's a political reality. The Democrats last Congress never even proposed a budget. We never had regular order. At the end of July last year, we passed a budget that broke through the previously agreed upon caps on spending, and nobody knew what was in the agreement until probably 24 hours before we voted on it. It's just the process is so broken in Washington, and the president's budget is talking points, and that's important. And he's going in the right direction in a lot of areas, but the Democrats will have a couple of hearings, talk about how terrible it is, and then never produce their own. That's just an unfortunate reality of the dysfunction we currently have in D.C.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things with me this morning, Congressman William Timmons, our Tuesday with Timmons, one of the things that got my attention was his proposed 21% cut in foreign aid. One of the articles I read talked about that this would equate to about $11.7 billion, and this is sort of part of his theme of putting America first. I've never completely understood why we send so much foreign aid to other countries. Can you help me with that?
Well, it's kind of like what Tom Steyer is doing in South Carolina. You give money to a bunch of people to make them like you. I think the theory is that if we can help make life better in other countries, if we can lift up those countries out of poverty and help them be more safe and secure, it will make us safer, and we will not have to send our military there, or there will not be humanitarian disasters. So that's the theory. The question then becomes, what do they do with that money? Is it a bunch of corrupt people that are abusing our goodwill? The arguments can be made on all sides. Ultimately, I think, though, that the global economy improving and the United States forcing our allies to pay their fair share will mitigate the need for as much foreign aid as we have done in the past. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
But ultimately, again, that's just the president saying that we don't need to give billions of dollars to countries that in many places hate us.
Makes sense to me.
Why are we going to give billions of dollars to, Egypt when we have crumbling schools or crumbling infrastructure here? These are the arguments that are being made. And, I see the president's point. One last thing on the budget. We have $23 trillion worth of debt, and while his proposal did go in the right direction in a lot of areas, it still didn't balance in 10 years. That means that in 10 years, we'd have at least $35 trillion in debt. And I think this has become such a crisis that we really need to take serious steps to stop spending money that we don't have, stop spending the next generation's money. And it's just very politically challenging, but we have to do something, because if we don't, we will be in a very bad situation in the near future.
Well, we have to have a serious conversation, Congressman, about balancing the budget. I mean, why is that never mentioned anymore?
I've been up here for 14 months now, Joey, and I still don't understand why more people are not talking about it. Privately, everyone agrees that it is our number one national security threat, but just the areas that we're going to have to look at, Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security, those are the largest drivers of our debt. And anytime somebody says, I want to make changes to Social Security, everybody goes crazy. But if we don't make changes to Social Security, it's not going to be around much longer.
Yeah,
so,
right.
I cannot have the same Social Security that my father has. Not possible. Yep. It is not possible. And anybody that doesn't realize that is going to be an impediment to solving a very big and important problem. But, that's the world we live in, and we're working on it.
And we just have to have some of those conversations. And some of them are hard conversations. But something that's not too hard of a conversation for me is, for example, one of the things that jumped out at me is cutting $4,800 to send American artists to a poetry festival in Finland. That doesn't bother me. That wouldn't hurt me. $10,000 to support the Muppet retrospectacle in New Zealand. I got to tell you, I'm going to admit to you, Congressman, wouldn't bother me one bit if we cut that $10,000. Some of these things, they're just absurd and don't need to be in our federal budget. And I just hope that we can have that conversation and start cutting these things out. All right, let's talk quickly. Coffee and conversations, you'll be having some more of those coming up soon, right?
Yes, sir. On Thursday, February 20th, we'll be in Northern Greenville, Travelers Rest, and in Tigerville. And then on Friday, February 21st, we'll be back in Spartanburg and Landrum, Boiling Springs. And Congressman Ralph Norman is actually going to join me for one of those. If you want the details of those, you can go to the website or on social media or just call the office. We are looking forward to them. We had a great turnout the first of the series, and we're looking forward to these. If anybody is interested in coming and sharing their thoughts or asking questions about what's going on in Washington, please attend. I'd love to spend time with you, and I appreciate you letting me mention that.
Oh, absolutely. Congressman William Timmons, always good to talk with you, and we'll talk again next Tuesday.
Joey, great to be with you, and looking forward to next time.
All right, sure thing. I have a wonderful day. Congressman William Timmons, every Tuesday at 7:30, Tuesday with Timmons. If you have a question you'd like to ask a congressman, email it to me, joey@joeyhudson.com. You can send it on the Big Rock text line as well, 877-235-9405.